100 Word Stories.
Hello, all you shiny, happy people out there. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast, oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. And, it's Sunday. That's when we do weekly challenges. I post the topic, you come up with the stories, maybe you've heard of it. Anyway, the topic is after, and we got a bunch of stories in. I mean, that's what the weekly challenge is, isn't it? Although, if you're just, you know, oh my God, I can't get this story done. It's almost, that's okay. I send it in. I'll put it up on the feed in a separate post. It's totally okay. You know, the weekly challenge, it's a week. And then there's another week. And then there's another week. The weeks never end. That's the amazing thing about time. Anyway, enough philosophy and all that. You want to hear some stories? Guess what? Here are the stories.
Greetings, Jay Radimus here with a story for weekly challenge number 808 and the prompt of after. My story is entitled Escape, but it's not related to the Rupert Holmes song. Here we go. I held what used to be my undershirt around my arm. I had made it into the car, but not without cost. Opening the door and getting in had allowed that monster to get close enough to slash at me, catching my arm just before I closed the door. The rain pelted the windshield as the darkness engulfed us. Neither of us knew this road, but we knew our only hope of escaping whatever it was that was after us would be to turn off the headlights and hope it couldn't see in the dark well enough to track us. Well, there you go. There's my story. And as you can see, my characters are not enjoying being caught in the rain. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Two Rubbers Oino here, with a story on the word, after. After, he would think back on what she might have done, if she had foreseen how he would have gone back to tell her what had been about to have happened but for her earlier appearance, just before they would have travelled back to before it would all become the dead past. They would live happily ever after. They would struggle against adversity. They would travel to the stars, they would make paradise on Earth, they would conquer an empty universe, they would hold commerce with aliens. But in a world with time machines, all tenses are merely future conditional.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my story on the topic after. It's called After the Explosion. After the explosion, there was nothing. After the flash of brilliant white light, we were blind. Corneas burned out, eyes sightless and useless. After the shockwave, we were deaf. Eardrums burst, hearing lost forever. After the searing heat, there was no pain. Nerve endings destroyed, all feeling and sensation lost. Nothing to tell us our flesh had melted and our bones had charred. No sight, no sound, no feeling. Yet some still live, if that's what you can call it. But we are the last of them. And we will not survive. And there will be nobody to come after. There you go. Nice cheerful little one for this week. So until next time, goodbye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
It was a lovely service. The old girl would have loved it. Those old drowsing hymns, and such a beautiful,
heartfelt eulogy. Packed church too. I'm not sure whether it was because she had so many friends, or whether everyone wanted to make sure she really was gone. She'd have laughed at that. It was while we were lowering the coffin, after the service had ended, that you might have imagined a muffled thumping from inside the casket. It was probably just your imagination. Trust me, there's no cause for concern. I made sure to weld that sucker tightly shut.
Hello, night people. Tom here. Tonight's story is called What Could Possibly Go Wrong, 006. Ford tucked the ball under his arm, made a wide turn to pass through the north gate. So spill it, Cervantes. What do you mean, Ford? Look around you. I don't need to level up. In fact, I'm not in play anymore. I'm not the guy. Just a dusty don, chairing a dusty department. Point, set, match, old friend. Cervantes hailed a cab. As the hack rolled up to the curb, Ernesto leaned into Ford. You saved my life once. Sir, you have a unique skill set. Her royal presence is charging you to keep this sorry Spaniard alive. And that's it for this week. Good night, America. Wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com and of the Galactic Battle Base, A Dark Matter, which will be available on Wednesday for ebook for 99 cents for the next 5 days or so. So if you're interested, go to Amazon and check it out. Anyway, this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 808, I believe. Yes, with a prompt of after. So here's my story. Bilbert hung in the air, 2 feet above the ground, baffled after such an unspectacular reaction from Sabrina. He lowered himself back down, shaking his head. What do you mean, so? I can fly. Sabrina rolled her eyes. You weren't flying. You're probably standing on a box. People are always trying to impress me with cheap parlor tricks. Bilbert reached for her hand, but she jerked it away. What are you doing? Sabrina challenged. You don't believe me, Bilbert said. Just take my hand. Tentatively, she placed her hand in his. An instant later, the ground was far below. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
You've been driving a while, but you've got a long drive ahead. The streetlights turn on a little before the sun goes down. If you're driving into the sun, and you've got your sunglasses on, you might still need to flip your visor down. You'll turn on your lights, unless you've got automatic lights, and your dashboard sensor will change from day to night mode to keep the glare off the inside of the front glass. Stop at a gas station, fill it up again. Take a few minutes. Rest your eyes as the sun heads under the horizon.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of after. Wasn't that great? Hey, I got this idea. You can go to the website at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Okay, stop me if you've heard this before. You can see all of the text of all the stories. Archives of 16 years of stories. And you can leave comments up there saying, hey, you know, that was great. You know, or, you know, you can keep it secret and go to the sites that people post if the links are up there. And anyway, that's it for this week. Thank you all for being a part of this. The next topic will be disintegration or something like that. Go to the website and it's going to be in the corner or in the feed or somewhere there. Yeah, I've had this template forever. I've had this background music forever. I mean, give me a break. Anyway, thank you all for being a part of this. And as always, keep it brief.